This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here on a Friday morning in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across the United States of America. And a special shout goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Our podcast is over there. And the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and you can follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, joining us right now, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us on this Friday morning. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we had the IG report come out today, specifically going after James Comey, the former FBI director, and telling that he had violated a number of FBI policies, but as far as anything criminal, that was up for grabs. Most people, experts, said that there might have been a crime, there might not have been a crime. However, the fact of the matter is, the Department of Justice and Attorney General Barr are not going to prosecute him for anything. Now, I will say this, the FISA report that comes out next is going to be the damning one.
Yes, I totally agree. And of course, what we're understanding is what he did with the information in the memo and so forth violated the policies, procedures of the FBI. This guy was director of the FBI, so he's obviously should know what they are. I think the public still has a very bad taste in its mouth because Comey decided he wanted to facilitate the independent counsel investigation, essentially, with this whole matter with the memos. But you're absolutely right, Captain. The FISA warrants and what actually went to the FISA court that predicated the investigations into the so-called Russian collusion and the Trump campaign and all that kind of stuff, that's an entirely different animal, and we're going to see what comes out of that.
Yeah, and as I explained to the group where I spoke tonight, Club 45, here in Tampa, and we had 120 excited people that were there for that meeting, as I explained to them tonight, we're going to see the likes of Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Andrew McCabe, and more that are going to be named in this next group, this next series of events.
Well, right, because, again, this is where we're going to get into the real meat of the thing, where if you have lied to the FISA court in order to obtain warrants, to surveil American citizens in an op that was specifically designed to try to disrupt either the election itself or, of course, the results of the election. That is a major, major problem. And I can't imagine that there wouldn't be some kind of indictments that are coming down. Now, again, because we're looking at the IG report, but the other report coming from U.S. Attorney Durham is going to be, again, I think, a much more comprehensive and criminal-based report.
Did you see what this jackass Lawrence O'Donnell on MSNBC did yesterday again?
Oh, the apology that really wasn't an apology?
Yeah, and what started this was he claimed that the president borrowed money from Putin friends back a few years ago, and he had no basis for the proof, and it was obviously wrong, and Eric Trump has already said they're going to sue him.
Well, exactly right. And O'Donnell is couching the phrase, you know, we don't know if this is accurate or not, that kind of thing. Even during his so-called apology for airing it, and unfortunately, I think the way that this is being perceived is that, well, somebody called you on this, and so, you know, I have to go out and say, well, you know, we're really sorry, we really didn't vet this. And it also goes into that category, Captain, of that a lot of the journalists these days evidently like to use the if true classification. You know, if it's true that President Trump is working with aliens from another planet.
He did not do if true. He went, it is true. My sources are telling me. And he went right into it. And by the way, it was a fake news story from start to finish.
Well, sure. And but the idea that, you know, now we don't know if it's accurate and this kind of thing, it just goes to show that the viewing public says,
yeah.
Well, wait a minute.
If you're believing anything you hear on MSNBC or CNN, then I've got an island to sell you in the middle of Cleveland, Ohio, called the Desert Island.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, we are getting ready to take a break, folks. But when we come back, we're going to definitely take a look at Hurricane Dorian. I've been watching it tonight. Obviously, I was indisposed for about 3 hours tonight. But I came back and I watched it. I've got the 11 o'clock report in front of me. Things are changing. The storm is already up to a Category 2, 105-mile-an-hour sustained winds. There's a Hurricane Hunter aircraft that will be flying into the storm at least one more time between now and 5 o'clock in the morning. Then at about 4:30, there'll be another Hurricane Hunter aircraft that will go into it, and they will be watching what's going on as this storm is expected to become a major hurricane today, Category 3, could even make Category 4 by the time Friday night, Saturday morning comes around with our weekend show. But we are watching this, and Kathy's going to tell you how to get a hold of us. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son duo in Seattle, Washington. And they do listen to the program on Megatalk Radio, AM 920 and AM 1400, KITZ. Hello, guys. And hello, Seattle. Hello, Bremerton. Hello, Navy. And hello, Tacoma in Washington State. Now, if you're struggling with severe and nagging pain, arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches, or any kind of pain at all, I've got an idea for you. This worked for me, and I was able to get rid of Mobic and Flexeril, which was something that I was taking for 10 years, and it started to give me some side effects to where I was feeling dizzy every now and then, and I didn't need to have that, especially driving a vehicle, getting a little wobbly and all that stuff. But anyway, I decided to kick the habit. And I took a leave for a while, six a leave, two in the morning for lunch or breakfast, two in the afternoon for lunch, and two at night for supper. Well, if you know anything about taking that type of stuff, it can cause internal bleeding. And it did. It started to create a problem for me. So I got rid of it. Now, my choice was ibuprofen or something different. But I heard my buddy, Mike Gallagher, on the radio talking about the 1995 3-week quick start. This was over 3 years ago. So I decided, well, what the hell? I'll give it a shot, right? If it works, it works. And I've been taking it ever since. Now, you start out three times a day. You gradually get yourself down to two times a day. And if that takes care of it, then so be it with the pain that you've got. I've got arthritis. Now, last night I had to take a third bag because I was standing on my feet. And when that happens, my ankle starts to swell up, the one that I had the surgery on where they replaced my ankle. And I had to take a third shot for the day, four pills in a packet. But it worked. Pain went away. Swelling went down. So Go to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the 1995 3-week quick starters. $19.95 plus shipping and handling. You'll get it in about 5 days. Relieffactor.com/captain. You'd be glad you did. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Got to talk about Hurricane Dorian.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, Hurricane Dorian, as of 11 p.m. Eastern Time, the latest report that we had was maximum sustained winds of 105 miles an hour. That's a Category 2 storm. But here's where the rubber meets the road. The minimum central pressure two nights ago was 1,009 millibars. Last night it was 996. Tonight it's 977. It is obviously strengthening. It is obviously getting wider, a bigger storm, because now the hurricane force winds extend out 25 miles on either side, left to right, north to south. And the tropical force winds now extend outward up to 105 miles. Now, as of last night, the hurricane force winds are out 10 miles more than what they were, and the tropical force winds are out 20 miles more than what they were.
Exactly right. And you mentioned, Captain, is 105 miles per hour at the last update, the 11 p.m. update. We understand as well from the National Hurricane Center, from Specialist Eric Blake, he says, quote, unfortunately, I don't see any large-scale factors that would prevent Dorian from becoming an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane
or
the next few days.
Or there's an outside shop that if nothing slows this down, and if it does slow down in the warm water, the water out there is almost 90 degrees where this is at. If it stays out there and slows down, we could have ourselves a monster Category 5 coming to Florida.
Exactly right. And so that's why the preparation is so very, very important. We understand, of course, people are emptying the shelves and so forth.
There was no water at either of the grocery stores in my neighborhood last night when I came back from the Club 45. There was no water at all on any of the shelves.
Right, exactly. And so we're seeing these kinds of stories, you know, all over Florida, and especially as we look at where it could come ashore on the eastern coast of Florida. And, of course, depending on the track, it could come up through the state as well, more centrally. But all this is going to be determined as we go through the rest of today on Friday, and we look at how things are going over the weekend for landfall.
Now, here's where the rubber meets the road. And, again, we don't know when this thing's going to show up in Florida. If it speeds up, it'll be here sooner than Sunday over Monday, which is what they're looking at right now for Florida. It's going to be in Florida for about 12 hours, they're telling us right now. But the rainfall along the coast of the southeastern United States, including Florida, will average 5 to 10 inches, and there will be isolated areas of 15 inches or more. And I'm going to tell you something right now, Kyle, and the people of Florida knows this. This state is so saturated with all the rain and all the water we've had in the last couple of months that we can't stand 15 inches or more of water.
That's exactly right. And so, again, I'm sure that emergency crews are pre-staging. And
they are.
And you've got, obviously, the word going out to the people. And people are going to have to hunker down, and they're going to have to try to ride out this storm. But, again, one of the things that you want to make sure of as well, food and water. But if you have medicine that you take, you got to make sure that you're stocked up on that as well if you're running low. And also check on your neighbor, especially if they're elderly.
Oh, yeah. Now, there's an outside shot, and this was something that a couple of models were showing tonight. There's an outside shot that this thing will come into Florida and make a right turn and go north, right straight up through the middle of Florida, up through Orlando, and then possibly do a little angle to the right because of the contour of the land and go back out around Jacksonville and go up the East Coast, or go up into Georgia if it continued to go straight up. But it does not appear at the present time it's going to go across Florida and into the Gulf of Mexico, although there are some models that show it doing that. The two most reliable models don't show that.
Right, exactly. And, of course, you know, as we've been watching this hurricane build up and go, it's had a couple of surprises, like going to the east of Puerto Rico and missing those mountains and the Mona Pass.
Well, we told you that was going to happen, because it looked like it was going to do that, remember?
Yeah, Well, exactly. But again, you know, these things can change very, very quickly, and that's why you got to rely on obviously what the National Weather Service is telling you, what your local news is telling you, and be aware of it, because it's going to hit somewhere, and you got to see where it's going to go.
Well, that's absolutely true. And folks, again, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am based in Tampa, Florida, which is right here on the Gulf of Florida, along the western end of the I-4 corridor, the infamous I-4 corridor that goes all the way over to Daytona to I-95. And, of course, we are letting everybody know, those people that are coming to Florida. By the way, the cruise ships have already diverted on the east coast of Florida as to where they're going. They are not going to be going to Bermuda or down into the Caribbean. They're going to try to stay closer to the coastline if they go out at all before this storm passes. And the ones over here going out of Tampa are trying to miss this storm as well, because a lot of them go to the Bahamas from here.
Yeah, exactly right. And if you ever been on a cruise ship in pretty rough seas, it's not fun.
A lot of people get sick.
That's exactly, yeah. Most of the ship can go down in terms of having seasickness. You know, and it can be very, I've been on some pretty rough seas, and sometimes, as I said, like half the ship is in their cabins because they can't walk around.
Yeah, that's true. And, of course, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And also, when you talk about different parts of the country, Al is chiming in from Nebraska, saying his area of the state is saturated and can't handle any rain or much rain. Well, this area down here can't handle 15 inches of rain where they may be getting it, because we've already got a lot of sinkholes that have opened up here in Pasco County and parts of Polk County. And once again, it looks like Polk County is going to be an area where we had the four hurricanes. Just about every one of them passed through there back in 2004, I think it was. And it looks like as if this one is going to go straight up almost U.S. 27.
Well, exactly. And another thing, too, to be prepared for, because of the intensity of this storm that's being predicted, is make sure you have your insurance information ready.
Oh, yeah.
And make sure that you know who to call if there's damage, so that you can get your claims processed very quickly in the aftermath of the storm. But little
yep.
things like that, and
yep.
have it all in a safe place.
And buy extra batteries for flashlights, extra batteries for radios. By the way, radio becomes very important right about now, because a lot of people are going to lose their power, and the only way they're going to know anything is their car radio or their portable radio or their cell phones with the way they had to listen there, because as you all know, if you start to watch television on a cell phone, you can kiss your battery goodbye in about an hour.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. And folks, when we come back, we got a lot more to talk about with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. But we definitely wanted to let you know about the hurricane. Everybody in Florida, everybody in the southeastern part of the U.S., all the truckers coming this way with loads and all that stuff, get down here, get your loads delivered, and get back out of Dodge. Get out of harm's way here. All right, when we come back, the Washington Post had something to say. Omar's in the news again. Oh, boy, oh, boy. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Very important for me to be here. The storm looks like it could be a very, very big one indeed.
President Trump cancels his trip to Poland and opts to stay in Washington, D.C. as Hurricane Dorian heads straight for the U.S. It appears Florida will take a direct hit. The president speaking at a space ceremony in the Rose Garden, he says Vice President Mike Pence will go to Poland in his place over the upcoming Labor Day holiday weekend. Here's the president.
To ensure that all resources of the federal government are focused on the arriving storm, I have decided to send our Vice President Mike Pence to Poland this weekend.
In other news, the Inspector General out with his report about former FBI Director James Comey. It finds he set a dangerous precedent at the FBI and broke rules, but he will not be prosecuted. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man, Kyle Warren, who happens to be on the telephone right now. That was a nice liner he did for me. Now, GEICO has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. They offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your car, your truck, an RV, a snowmobile, and they'll even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local GEICO insurance office. All you got to do is go online to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, click on the link that's right there, put in your zip code, and they will tell you who your local agent is, and you can either have them come to you, or you can do it all right there on the internet, whatever works for you. GEICO, GEICO.com, and tell them the captain sent you. All righty, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Seems to me that the little old Ilhan Omar has bitten off way more than she can chew, because she's right up to her eyeballs in the middle of all of this affair, and she doesn't want to talk about it, and there's just nothing to say, but yet she's been named in court documents by the wife of her boyfriend, who he says he loves her very much, and he didn't do anything wrong, but yet she paid him $200,000 in sums of like $20,000 here, $40,000 there, $30,000 over here, $15,000 over there, and it's being called, and there's an FEC complaint that it is the illegal use of campaign funds.
That's right. Yeah, we're talking about $230,000. And when you're dealing with the FEC and these kinds of rules and regulations, you have to be able to keep records of who got paid and what it was for, and have to be kind of specific, these kinds of things. But yet, Representative Omar, is having none of this issue this is a major, major issue for her congressional service, and certainly for any upcoming re-election campaign. When reporters are asking questions and she says to them, I don't want to answer your questions, essentially, because they're quote-unquote stupid questions about the affair, the money, all this kind of stuff, and she believes that this is about her personal life, and it's not a fair game for reporters to ask.
The only stupid question is the one you don't ask.
Well, exactly. That's right. And she's got to understand. I mean, this is the rough and tumble world of politics. She's going to have to realize that this is relevant to voters making informed decisions on whether or not they want to send her back to the Congress in the next go-around if she runs again. So, I mean, this is very, very important stuff. Now, that's just on the political side of it. On the other side, the FEC side,
right.
I don't know that we'll have any kind of criminal kind of activity or any kind of criminal resolution to this, but there probably will be some hefty fines, one might think.
Now, let me try this out on you. We're not talking to China because they don't want to talk to us, and any rumors that we've been talking to China just aren't true according to the mainstream media, right?
Right.
And God forbid that we'd be talking about a trade deal, because there's no way we're going to get that because we're miles apart, right?
Right, right.
Well, here's the headline. Signs of new U.S.-China trade discussions emerge as increased tariffs loom. How do you like that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, they're supposed to come online, I believe, on Sunday. And these include the tariffs on more than $125 billion in Chinese imports, 15% on cell phones, all this kind of stuff, other speakers and footwear and so forth, just products made in China. And so I think that, you know, the media narrative up to this point, Captain, has been, you know, China's super big and they're not going to take this from Trump, and Trump made a mistake with the tariffs or the threat of the tariffs. But yet I think, Captain, that President Trump will put his head on the pillow at night and sleep very soundly, because he's been through these kinds of things before. He understands how to negotiate. He understands, you know, what's going to motivate, I think, the opposition in this case. And I think that we're going to see something get done. Now, we understand that President Trump himself said that there were already calls going on. And, it's, of course, it's been reported that China has said, no, there are no calls going on. But you better believe there's some calls going on right now, because China doesn't want this at all.
Now, the Jeffrey Epstein case has been closed by the New York City Attorney General because he's died, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, in New Mexico, the New Mexico Attorney General has instituted legal action to retake the state land which was leased to Jeffrey Epstein, where he built a big, recluse resort or something like that, where he had swimming pools and a bunch of bedrooms, and it was rumored a bunch of the young girls were taken there and all that stuff, but it was on the edge of state land, and he had leased a whole bunch of state land to do horseback riding and hunting and all that sort of stuff.
Right, yeah, I think we're talking about some 10,000 acres.
Yeah.
And the idea as well was that he was going to graze cattle there or something, and didn't look like a whole lot of cattle were grazing. But what it does appear this could have been for is essentially to even help create a buffer zone around the structures and buildings that he made there. That's what I've been talking about. Well, let's get this leased land back, because it really wasn't there for the purposes that ostensibly it was for. And there are also other complaints, by the way, of women who say that they've been abused at that location.
Now, I want you to listen to something, because the three R's are still alive and well: Russia, racism, and recession. And here was Joe Biden yesterday on CNN running his mouth.
We have systemic racism in the United States of America. It exists today. And it's a white man's problem. White men are responsible for it, not black men.
Really? Really?
Well,
it all started under Barack Obama. Excuse me, I know he's not totally white. I know he's not totally black. I know he's somewhere in the middle. That makes him technically a mulatto, correct?
That was the term.
Yep. So therefore, start right back where the source started, Barack Obama.
Well, Obama had a real opportunity, and I think that he sort of decided that he would sort of go this other direction and exacerbate the racial problems in the country rather than really be a force to really try to help bring us together. Americans, by and large, Captain, they want to be brought together. And what we've seen, what started under Obama, is just been put on steroids by people during the Trump administration, not the Trump administration itself, but the resist movement and all this stuff. They have tried to exacerbate the race hatred and racial division and identity politics, to the point where it's just absolutely absurd. And the American people aren't like that. The American people aren't systemically racist. I don't know anybody who thinks like that. Communities can come together, and it's people like Joe Biden out there trying to perpetuate this notion that America is inherently racist for political points, which is rather disgusting.
But I want you to know that Barack Obama, his boss, remember he called him his boss?
Oh, yeah.
Asked him to do something, and here's the something.
I propose, and I'm going to digress slightly. We're in a situation. The president asked me to head up a cancer moonshot.
Okay, a cancer moonshot.
Well, yeah. Well, again, this is all part of Biden trying to make it look like, you know, I have all these kudos from Barack Obama and
without actually having them.
Without actually having them. And I think that's a good argument to be made that Obama and the Obama camp wants nothing to do with Joe Biden or have him become president or anything. It just doesn't fit with where he's going these days. Obama, that is. And I don't think that they want to anoint him as the heir apparent. And there's so much turmoil going on with the Democrats because of Biden, and it's whether or not they're going to, you know, go back to the past or they're going to try to find a new candidate. They don't know what they're doing, and they're being led around in many ways by the squad and that whole thing and Democrat socialism. And a guy who's not even a Democrat wants to get the Democrat nomination. This is all crazy.
You're talking about Bernie?
Bernie Sanders.
Yes, the independent. The independent that will turn Democrat once he gets the nomination.
Well, that's what he would have to do, exactly. But at the same time, he's out there saying China's done so much for its people over the years,
right,
and allowed the Soviet Union.
Tell us how to hear your show.
Oh, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you on the weekend show.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere, folks. We're going to come back. We're going to take a look at our Truckers Highway and Byway report out there and let everybody know what's going on, including what the conditions are like down in South Florida, where we're starting to get some rain right about now. And yeah, that's the leading bands of Dorian headed towards Florida. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930,
The Answer.
Online at theanswersarizona.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at theanswersarizona.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at theanswersarizona.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at theanswersarizona.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at theanswersarizona.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Inside.
Yeah. Across America, it's snoring season. Right now, 90 million Americans make this sound every night. Snoring can be caused by breathing through your mouth when you sleep. If you have a blocked or narrow nose, then you're more likely to open your mouth to breathe, causing snoring. Thankfully, there's Mute, an ingenious Australian invention that could quiet the snoring season once and for all. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device that sits inside the nose, supporting your airway and keeping it open while you sleep. You'll breathe more easily through your nose and snore less. In fact, in trials, 75% of couples reported a reduction in snoring when using Mute, allowing them both a better night's sleep. Put snoring season to bed, America.
Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid and other fine stores. For more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
York, install with confidence.
Howdy, friends. Howdy Hudson here from AC Today. Do you have a leaker? I'm not talking about your 3-year-old, but your 8-year-old air conditioning system that just can't seem to keep its cool. No worries. AC Today has the right solution for you. We call it the Leaker Relief Program. It's simple. When you purchase a new home comfort system, we'll provide you a leaker removal buyback credit, manufacturer rebates and incentives up to $3,300, plus a 10-year parts and labor warranty. No money down and 60 months no interest financing. We promise to keep you calm and comfortable as we remove that old leaker. We'll provide you with temporary air conditioning or put you up in a hotel if need be. In fact, we can do a same-day installation if required, but you got to call now. This is a limited-time offer, so please give us a call at 941-755-1336, 941-755-1336, or visit actoday-fl.com. For all your AC needs, remember, it's AC Today, not tomorrow.
0% financing for 36 months, approved credit only, not valid on prior installations. Discounts based on 2.5-10 systems. Some restrictions may apply. License number CAC-1-17009.
Weekdays at 3, it's Phil's Game. With Phil Grandy.
We give you that financial education you need so you can do this. You don't need a broker. You don't need a plan. That's ridiculous. I mean, how would you like to give your money to this dope?
You're fine. You don't pay attention to the value of your house every day. You don't pay attention to your portfolio every day.
Can you imagine that? This is typical Wall Street. Instead, join the gang. I'll reach out to you. And if you make money, I just want you to reach back and give money to St. Jude's. That's simple. That's what we've been doing for 15 years here.
Weekdays at 3 on AM 930. The Answer. The Hugh Hewitt Show.
The collapse of the Mueller report, the disaster that was the Mueller testimony for Democrats and the resistance.
This is a absolute catastrophe for our country. This was a fake witch hunt, and it should never be allowed to happen to another president again.
Weekday mornings at 6 on AM 930, The Answer.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
I'm
Creedence Clearwater Revival, born on a bayou, for you to get you started this hour with the First Truckers Highway and Bible Report out there. And we thank you very much for tuning in to that, because it's brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J truck stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore, tell you that. Look for those nice, brand-new Pilot Travel Centers and the Flying J's, too. Tell them the captain sent you. You might even hear the radio show playing right about now, this time of the night, in some of the different pilots around the countryside. And you get yourself a nice cup of coffee. Alrighty, now, the hurricane Dorian forecast to strengthen into a major hurricane today, Category 3. It's currently at 105 mile an hour winds. It's definitely going to go up today, and it could by tomorrow be a Cat 4 hurricane. We'll know more. Slowly moving along. Now, it started, the direction is starting to shift a little bit north of the Bahamas through Saturday. Now, this will bring it over Sunday off east of Florida. Now, it looks like as if it's going to drift to the west towards Florida, slowly, not as fast as what it's been moving, which means it can intensify some more. There's a lot of different things at play here and a high-pressure system that could cause the hurricane to actually go north once it gets into Florida, or go up the eastern seaboard and go up towards Georgia and maybe make landfall up there. But we don't know for sure. There's too many variables. You have to prepare as if the storm is coming to Florida, which is what everybody seems to think right now. And we'll just go with that. And then today, during the day, and then tomorrow, Saturday, early, that 5 a.m. broadcast, that'll be the one for sure that you got to put in your back pocket and say, okay, it's either time to leave or we dodged another one, whatever. But anyway, the risk of dangerous storm surge and hurricane-force winds later this week, especially on the southeastern part of the United States and this weekend, continues to increase. Also, in the central and northern Bahamas, it'll be here today and tonight and tomorrow morning. And along the Florida East Coast, it'll be there the next day. Now, there is heavy rain from Dorian now making its way towards southern Florida right now. Some of it is the outer bands of rain are coming that way from Lake Okeechobee south down into the Keys. We've got rain right now, scattered showers. And then up around Jacksonville, we've got some rain up in there right now tonight on I-95. So if you're on Alligator Alley, you're probably going to find rain. I-95, you're going to find rain South Florida. You'll find it again when you get up around Jacksonville. I-75 across Alligator Alley, as I said, rain. I-75 up to about Fort Pierce. I'm sorry, up about Fort Myers, you'll find rain almost all the way there and on and off, and it'll be that way for a while. Now, we do have some fog tonight up in Georgia, around Atlanta, and to the north-northwest of Atlanta, too. We have some fog in the central part of North Carolina and South Carolina right now, north of Columbia. So be advised of that. And if you're going up the East Coast, you're looking pretty good. Once you get out of the rain and up in Georgia and the southern part, the coastal part of South Carolina, you'll be looking good all the way up into Maine. Now, there is some rain tonight along Lake Ontario, the lee shore of Lake Ontario, and also Lake Erie out of Buffalo over to Erie, Pennsylvania. There are a few showers in eastern Ohio along I-92, right there pretty much along the lake. Coming out of the Midwest right now, we do have some severe thunderstorm watches and warnings in the eastern part of, the eastern part of Kansas, pretty much the third of Kansas to the east, including Kansas City. We've got, severe thunderstorm watches and warnings in the northern part of Missouri, and in the central part of Missouri, and rain in the western part of Missouri right now as well. If you're coming out of Oklahoma, you'll be in rain out of Oklahoma City, raining up to Tulsa, raining up to Joplin, Missouri, and that rain is moving to the east right now. Now, down in Texas, we have another area of fog, which is in the metroplex of Dallas, down in that area, so be advised of that. And to the north of Kansas, we got some scattered rain in Nebraska, in the south central part of Nebraska, scattered rain in the eastern part of South Dakota. Moving out to the west, we've got some high heat temperatures today, high heat index temperatures from Tucson to the north, Tucson to the west, over to Phoenix, I-10 to the west, over to Yuma, and I-8 and I-10, I-17 north up towards Flagstaff. We've got some high heat temperatures there, and north of Flagstaff and the mountains up there, high heat index temperatures going over towards Kingman, Arizona, over towards Las Vegas, and over into Barstow, California. So that's what's going on today with the temperatures, which will reach somewhere between 110 and 115 degrees. You may get some temperatures that may be a little bit warmer than that. We'll see. Now, your Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at the Flying J and Pilot truck stop near you, because a lot of you will remember in the old days when you pulled into a Pilot, you'd get your fuel because it was cheap there. You'd get yourself a large soda, throw the ice in a cup because you wanted that. You'd get yourself a bag of chips and a hot dog, and if it's out the door, you'd go. And that was what they used to serve pretty much. Well, now, oh my goodness, now you go into some of these Pilot travel centers, and you can find an Arby's. You could find a Chester's Chicken. You could find a Dairy Queen. You could find a Denny's. You could find a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, a Cinnabon, a Dunkin' Donuts full service. And by the way, I had one of their light lunches yesterday. Really, really good. I was surprised. And Huddle House and Moe's Southwest Barbecue. Moe's Southwest Grill. They do have barbecue there as well in any one of these Pilot travel centers or Flying J's. Now, the big centers, you can find a Catskill. Of course, they got parking. They've got your TransFlow Express travel documents, so you can get your permits for oversized loads, overweight loads, trip pack to get your loads in a timely manner to get paid, truck washes close by or there, audiobook rentals, pay phones, high-speed internet kiosks to get your computer work done if you got one, ATMs, Western Union, check cashing, public laundry, showers, game rooms, wireless internet access, including out in the parking lot, and lounges with big screen TVs for the professional drivers. All of it is good. All of it is good. So just remember that. Just remember that. Flying J, Pilot, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And by the way, this time of the night, you pull on in there, get yourself a nice free cup of coffee, and tell them the captain sent you. And I know our friends up in Valdosta and along on the state line there are listening to us right now. And we appreciate you guys and gals for doing all that you do there. And some of the Pilots and Flying J's around my great home state here, Florida, are doing the same. So there you go. Now, coming up in the next hour, we'll have Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. And, of course, she's got a lot of stuff going on. And no, Al, that is not Pilot. Petro. No, that's Petro, Al. So there you go. All righty. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting all across the country tonight from my home station down here in Tampa, Florida, where we're just on, Dorian Watch right now. We're on Dorian Watch to see what happens there. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Fran Misentone, owner of The Bullet Hole, on the basics of silencers.
We have Gemtech, Q, Sonitor Co., Dead Air. So we have quite a few in inventory, and we take all the pain out of doing it. We simplify it by using the kiosk. We do your fingerprints, take your picture, and you file as an individual. It's really become very simple, and the time is getting shorter on your wait. So, yeah, now's the time. If you want to do one, come in and do it.
Get your silencer at the Bullet Hole, corner of Orange and Dolphin, downtown Sarasota.
Hey, Florida, have you recently heard this or this?
Then you need to hear this.
Auto Glass America.
They're the best in the biz. Just one call, and they'll come and quickly fix your windshield for free. And guess what? They'll buy back your old windshield for cash on the spot. They offer a lifetime warranty. So when you hear this...